So it's very important to really get a hold on and understand what it is that we're doing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if the majority of the, so much of the day is davening, and to understand the unique, like, avoda of the day, of what's happening. Each one comes with it, like, different flavors and different textures and different feelings that we sort of don't necessarily pick up on, one, as we're younger, we're not so mature, we don't understand, but also we're not coming into ourselves to trust our own experiences and to understand. Rosh Hashanah's avodah and Yom Kippur's avodah are two different, very, very, very different modes. They're similar because they're similar tastes in different places. But I mean, really, Yom Kippur. We need to talk about Yom Kippur in its own place. And maybe we'll figure out like how we'll work that out. If there's not a Monday in between the two, maybe there's a Monday in between the two. We'll figure it out. Otherwise, maybe I'll do a special edition, just post it on the chat. But I wanted to concentrate on Rosh Hashanah a little bit, as it's breathing down our necks now. It's it's coming in about a week, and the halachas I wanted to glance at. I find that the most fantastic thing that you can learn when you're approaching a yontif, take a look. Every yontif has a set of halachos of the davenings of that yontif. It's really, really fantastic, because you might not necessarily realize it, but in every set of halachos in Shulchan Aruch, there's at least one siman that talks about the davenings of the yontif. Every single one of those, there's at least one siman about what you're supposed to do in terms of davening. And you'll find it there in Shulchan Aruch, and inside that, contained in that, you'll have that fantastic flavor of the yontif itself. So, I wanted to dwell on for a minute. I sent to the chat the Shulchan Aruch, the halachos of Seder, Tefillas, Musaf. Now, I was just remarking to Rachele and Tarina that most of your Rosh Hashanah is Musaf. Like, just in terms of the geography of the day, if you would, that you spend the most time davening Musaf, because it's the longest Shemoneh Esrei of the year. It's the longest Chazaras HaShatz, probably, of the year. I mean, you can try to measure pages, maybe, between Musaf of Yom Kippur. There's a tradition from Soloveitchik. He used to say that when he would stand next to his illustrious grandfather, Reb Chaim Riska, that when Reb Chaim would say the Musaf of Yom Kippur, even though they might have been in Brisker, they might have been in Warsaw, they weren't in Brisker and Warsaw, they were in Yerushalayim. And he felt as if the Yom Kippur of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Musaf of Yom Kippur, is like a time machine taking you to a different time and place. That's the avoda. But the avoda of Rosh Hashanah in Musaf, so I want to address the halachic prescription as we see in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see a little bit of the Gemara, which is the cause of these halachos. So it says Yispalu at Tzibur Balachash Tfilas Musaf Tes Brachos Veshatz Yispalu Gam Kini Mahim Balachash. So the Tzibur should get together, they should daven nine brachos. Now, normally, Shemoneh Esrei, it's a misnomer, we call it Shemoneh Esrei, but it's really 19 brachas, in case we've never counted. The Tefillas Amidah is 19 brachas. On Shabbos or Yontif, it's generally 7 brachas. You have the Gurus, you have Abba's Gurus, and Kedusha, right? Magen Avraham, Mechayim Esim, and Atah Kadosh. And then you have the end, the Hodos at the end, Machzir Ashkenaz Lutzion, right? And then Tov Shem Chavachan Noel Hodos, and Sim Shalom. And in the middle, there's the meat of the of the midah of the Shemoneh Esrei, even it's not Shemoneh Esrei, but the midah of the Kedusha Sayom or Zman. That encapsulates within it the themes of the holiday. Atavachatanu, Vasienu, Yalav Yavo, all these fantastic paragraphs that talk about Kedusha Zantif, about what that experience that we're having is. All of that is contained within that middle bracha, that mysterious seventh bracha, as it were. Well, technically the fourth bracha if we're counting it like that. But in Rosh Hashanah we daven nine brachas. Because there you have Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. Malchus, we say Melech of Kol Arts and Kedesh Yisrael, Negan game, as they say. Oh, the Yom HaZikaron. Mikadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. Mikadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. And then, after that, we go to the bracha of, what's it called, the bracha of Zichronos. Baruch Atah Hashem, Zoche HaBris. And finally, the last one, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Kol Truas Amo Yisrael V'Rachman. These three unique brachos that are inserted into Shemoneh Esrei Amida. Now we make these nine brachos, and these nine brachos are preceded then by 10 psukim. It's interesting then that then the Gemara, but also the Shulchan Aruch launches into what counts as these 10 psukim. So we look in Sif Beis, Haminug Pasha B'chol B'nei Sfar She'ein Mazkir P'sukei Korban Masav Klal. So the Korbanos don't count. So by Sfarim, we don't say the Korbanos. Hagah, however, the Ramah adds, Haminug Pasha B'ashkenaz Lomar P'sukei Musaf Rosh Hashanah Ve'ein Omrim Pasaf Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Ela Omrim Milvad Ola Sachodesh Umin Chasa Ve'ola Satamid. Shnei Yisim L'chaper Ve'shnei Smidim Kel Chasa. So he says that we mention the Korbanos of the day, those count as Pesukim. For Omrim Gam came Musafe Yom HaZikaron, the different Musafim that are brought as a result of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, they are all brought on that day, and therefore we mention them because Musaf also reminds them of the extra Korbanos that are brought of that Yom Tov. And Tzarech Lomar, as Musafe Yom HaZikaron, Kedei Lechlo Gam Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Gabe Yom Sheni. Shulchan Aruch also adds this. Dalet. Omrim asar psukim shal malchios, asar shal zichronos, asar shal shofros, v'chol bracha, gimel mehem shal Torah, gimel shal ksuvim, gimel shal neviim, v'echad shal Torah. It says, each one of them, we have 10 psukim, right? 10 psukim, they talk about Hashem's malchus, 10 of zichronos, of memories, and 10 of shofros. Each bracha, three of them should be from the Chumash, three from Ksuvim, and then three from the Nevi'im. And then we end with one of the Chumash. Ratzel l'hosiv al asara rishai, and if you want, you can add more. Umiyo, im lo yischil v'shum pasach rakom v'asar secha kasuv yatsa. And even if your person just said, and it says so in your Torah, the person is also yotzei. Hey, ein omrim pasuk b'malchios lo zichronos lo shofros shal purinah shal Yisrael, ein omrim pasuk zichronos shal yachad. In this halacha, all of a sudden we were brought into a tremendous, unbelievable world. The halacha says we don't say at this time psukim that are psukim of trouble for Yidden, right? We don't say psukim to talk about trouble, like of Kesh Baruch Hu being a melech and it's going to be trouble for us. Kesh Baruch Hu remembering, you know, it's going to be trouble for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a shofar, and it's going to be trouble for us. We don't mention trouble at this time. And also, we don't mention a singular memory. We only mention a memory for the whole people, not just for one person. So, for example, we have. For example, the pasuk opens up. We start in listen, and it says, "V'nemar lo hibit aven biyakov lo ra'a omel biyisrael Hashem elokav imo utruas melech bo." Or utruas melech bo. Like it said, it says the pasuk, "You will not find anything twisted within Jacob, and not any contortion within Israel. Hashem his God is with him." Utruas melech bo, and the and the voice, the trua, the blast of the shofar, of the king, is within him. I wish that it's a delicious pasuk on so many different levels. But so, what do we see? We see that there's a pasuk talking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. Number one, how it's not a sign of trouble for anyone, and how it's talking about for the entire people, right? So the pasukim have that unique quality. But Hutner remarks. Maybe in the Gemara remarks that this, because we have this line that also penetrates throughout all of the Yamim Nuraim, that we don't want to mention bad stuff. We don't mention accusations. We only talk about praise of people. We only talk about what's good about people. We're not looking to bring down judgment upon people. So as a result, we're always in the positives. For that reason, you might remember that the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh Kedashim on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear gold. Why? And not to mention the Chet HaEgel. Good on you. Not to mention the Chet HaEgel. Right? Because the accuser does not become the defender, or cannot become the defender. The Gemara remarks that the shofar, and it would seem also the psukim of Musaf, are of that same quality of taking you into the Kodesh Kedashim, of taking you into a very, very deep and special spot. So as a result, we don't mention Avera. That's why there's a custom that some people have to, when they blow the shofar, to confess, to do vidui. So yes, it's an old custom. The students of the Arizal, the Chassidim, we don't do such a thing. Because we at this time when we're going deep into the Kodesh Kedush and the Holy of Holies, the most inward of places, spiritually, we're not mentioning Avera. Even if some people, we know that there's Avinu Malkeinu, right? So in Avinu Malkeinu, one of the first line in Avinu Malkeinu, the rest of the year, is Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lifanecha, right? So according to Arizal, the Baal Tanya and many others, you skip that line in Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention Avera in Rosh Hashanah because we're going deep in. In the same way you don't bring gold into the Kodesh Kedashim, we don't mention Avera. We're talking about only the good. Only the good. So these psukim that we're saying are something fantastic. We're taking at. And it's funny, when you think about it, what are you doing? In the middle of Shemona Esrei, and Shemona Esrei is this tremendous, like, this tremendous God contact that we're having on Rosh Hashanah. This is the, like, key time, right? This is the key time that in which we're Mamlech Hashem, right? Where we declare Hashem, God is the King of the world. This key time during Musaf, and what do we do? in our experience as yeshiva students. So we were like, take out a chumash. And we're trying to prove it to God, right? We say, God, you rule the world. God, you remember us, and remember us well, and bring blessings on us, and remember us, please, right? And then God, reveal yourself, because the shofar always means revelation. It means a revelation of unbelievable power. So anytime you have a revelation, there's always a shofar blowing which accompanies it. So what do? We take out our tanachs and we try to prove it to God. It's kind of funny. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Like, we're taking out the psukim. So within these psukim are something wonderful. There's 10, right? 10 psukim there. Those of us who have sensitive ears know that when we start throwing out certain numbers, the numbers are interconnected. I always say, Maral really says, that Judaism, we don't just think about numbers as descriptors of quantity. They're also descriptors of quality. We use numbers as qualitative assessors, as quantitative assessors, not just qualitative assessors. Not just how many, but also what is. A number describes, and when it's used in Torah or used in the Gemara, Midrash, it also describes what is. So there's 10. Remember the song from Pesach, who knows 10? I know 10. 10 are the 10 commandments, that's why there's 10 in Zichronos. Right? 10 are the 10 in Shofros, are the 10 lines of King David's poetry of Halluhu that we end Tehillim with. Right? Of Halluhu, praise Hashem. The last chapter of Tehillim of Psalms is 10 verses, all praise Hashem, praise Hashem. There's a shofar. And there's one more famous 10. Oh, and the ten utterances by which God creates the world. That's the 10 of the ten of kingdom of God's creation. Because Rosh Hashanah is a celebration when Adam Harishon, the first person was created. That the sixth day of creation is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We're celebrating creation. Starts tomorrow's Cafe El. Starts creation, let there be light as tomorrow, is those 10 utterances of this 10 psukim. Each one of them, we're sort of invoking and enveloping ourselves in the blessing, the memory, the call for a revelation as we're saying it. There's one place, we know there's a custom to dip your apple, for Ashkenazim in honey, or Sephardim in sugar, and I saw from Rav Moshe Wolfson, he said that, you know that every tefillah is called bread. A tefillah is called Korbani Lachmi, my korban, my bread. Right? So tefillah is in the place of the korban, so every tefillah is bread. And we dip our bread in honey on Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur and some call Hashanah Rabbah, because all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are like dipped in honey a little bit. They're dipped in a special type of honey. They have special accents, special tunes. They're honey dipped. So I'll read you a couple of words from the Sefer. If you're not on the Chabura chat, so if you don't want to hear this, mute the chat for next week. Well, Ms. Hashem, we're going to take a little piece each day as we're preparing for Musaf to learn a little bit of this wonderful Sefer. It's called Imru Lefanei Malchus. If you have good Hebrew, you know, not such great Hebrew, but if you have okay Hebrew, run out and get it. It walks you through Musaf, so that it's a different Musaf. Like, every word of Musaf becomes different and full of impactful meaning. So just the paragraph in Hebrew, I'll translate as I go. Echad mikareya avodas hayom shel Rosh Hashanah hu seder malchus zichronos v'shofros. One of the main parts of what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah is to say Musaf this way. Like we see in Chazal, Shekadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, the God Himself, b'rov avaso v'chemaso eleinu, in His yearning, desire, and love for us. Mevakesh mi'itanu, He asks us, this is a Gemara, says, Am imru lefanai the Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. I'm asking you, please, say these psukim in front of me on Rosh Hashanah. You want to know why Mosaf is so long? Because the Gemara says that God asked us to say these psukim in front of him. That's a daring Gemara. That's a powerful Gemara. That's like fantastic. The Gemara says that God says, please say these things before me. Malchius, kedei shekem lechuni aleichem. Malchius, so that you will make me your king. Right? Malchius, make me your king. Zichronos, kedei shegala zichron cham lefanai letova. So that your memory should be remembered pleasantly before me. Shofros, kedei shetala tfilasechem betrua lefanai. And the shofros, talk about the shofar, so that your tfilos should rise up in a powerful blast before me. And like it says in the Ohr Meir, a Chassidic Sefer, Ein lecha cheich matok mizeh. You have nothing, no sweeter thing in the world. Sha'adon Hashem, that Hashem our Master, bikesh kazos miyadinu, asked us, lemor lefanai malchi zichronos kinizker, kidei shetavo zichronchem lefanai letova, so that your memory should come before me favorably. Nimsa ko atzmo yidbarach dorish tovaseinu lahativ alanu b'achriseinu. People say, oh, Rosh Hashanah is so scary. God says, I want to remember you favorably. One of my dear friends, we'll end with this, re-recorded a song from the 70s called An Everlasting Love. Avas Olam, Avat Olam, came out on a CD they put out from my Rebbe Shul last year. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I'll try to post it on the chat also. That's what we say every day in davening. We say every day in Tefillah, Avat Olam, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. God, you love us. You love all of your creatures, right? You love us. You created us with an overabiding love. And unending love. So when we come to Tfilas Musaf, we find ourselves, like we said, awash, dipped in honey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. I wanted to create the world. I wanted to recreate the world. I want your memory to come up before me, Latova, doused in honey. If you don't like honey, okay, whatever, but nevertheless, honey. Doused in honey, sweetly, say before me, Malchus, make me your king. Quote, help me remember you. Say shofros that your tefillah should ascend before me. Is your that all we want in this tefillah is that everybody should recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and it's the best thing. And He only loves us. And He only wants what's good for us. And this is the din. We say tefillas musaf, and we spend this time in musaf. Musaf, it's 2 hours. It's 3 hours. It can get very, very long. There's one little hint to help you through, and then I'll end. And when we say the second half, when the chazan repeats Shmona Esrei, so you say, it's a long time, what am I supposed to be doing? What we're supposed to be doing is we're supposed to be singing along or mouthing along the words. If you're in a shul where you can pull it off, dancing a little bit. Yisbechu b'malchuscha, like we say on Shabbos. We're rejoicing, why? Because we want to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's team. We want to be in His malchus. We want to be part of that, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is, a celebration. It's the anniversary of Adam HaRishon's first chance to accept God as King, and every year we get to do it again, to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. And there's no bigger simcha. There's no bigger joy. And that carries us through, that we're Mamlech Hashem, Yeshay Hashem is our King, is simcha. Guys, it should be a zisim, it's such a sweet, sweet honey doused year for all of us, with all the brachas. Fill the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can muster, and let's not let our imaginations falter on how much good Hashem can give us in the coming year, and just open our hearts to all the brachas that can give. It should be a good event. But Hashem, will be trying to do a little bit of the safer in the chat. If you don't want to hear it, so mute the chat, please.